Righting a Wrong. Ksenia loved to run around and have fun, but she had a problem. Her family shared a house with her cousin Luca's family. For the most part, Ksenia didn't spend much time with Luca because he was older than she was. Luca was also blind, and Ksenia didn't want to change her games so that he could play too.
One day, Ksenia's mother told her they needed a bird to keep at the doorway so they know when a visitor comes. Luca's mother thought that would be nice for him as well, and Luca adored the songs of birds.
Ksenia reluctantly agreed. Ksenia's mother told her to find a bird and to take Luca with her. "Why?" Ksenia whined, but after one stern glance from her mother, she got ready to leave. Ksenia let Luca hold her arm as they carefully made their way through the bush. They heard sounds all around them, but Ksenia couldn't tell where they were coming from. "That is a warthog," Luca whispered after hearing another sound from the shadows. "How can you know that?" Ksenia asked. "I can't see them. It is so dark here." "I can hear them," Luca explained. "Everything makes a different noise when it moves. That sound is a warthog feet." Ksenia was amazed. To her, the sounds they heard all blended together, but Luca could identify each creature just from a footstep. "How did you learn that?" Ksenia asked. "I can't see, but I can hear really well, so I pay extra attention to everything I hear." "That is amazing," Ksenia exclaimed. Eventually, they found the place where the birds lived. Ksenia placed her box to attract a bird, and Luca put one of his own with different food. Then they went home. The next day, they checked the boxes to see if any birds had chosen them. "Now, don't be upset if your box is empty," Ksenia said to her cousin. "This is the first time you've made a bird box, and not every box attracts a bird." "I have made a lot, and most of mine work pretty well. I've never seen one like yours." "I hope I get a bird, though," Luca said. In Ksenia's box was a fine little bird with soft gray feathers and a soft whistle. "She's wonderful," Luca said as he stroked the bird's feathers. "I got really lucky," Ksenia said proudly. They ran to check Luca's box. Perched in the box was the most stunning parrot Ksenia had ever seen. The feathers alone were so magnificent, it looked as if the bird had flown through a rainbow. Luca touched the bird and smiled. Ksenia couldn't take her eyes off the bird. On their way home, Ksenia suggested they stop for water. While Luca drank water, Ksenia switched the bird boxes. "That beautiful bird should have been her." While on their trek, they talked about many things, and Ksenia was really impressed with how wise Luca was, even though he couldn't see. She asked him, "Why do you think people fight with each other?" It was a question that had always troubled her, and she wondered if her cousin could give her an answer. Luca thought for a moment and said, "People fight because they do to each other what you have just done to me." Ksenia felt terrible and couldn't think of anything to say. She got up and gave Luca back the pretty parrot she had taken. Luca felt the bird with his fingers and smiled. He asked Ksenia, "Do you have any other questions for me?" Ksenia replied, "Yes. How do people become friends again after they fought?" Luca smiled again. "They do what you have just done," he said. "That's how they become friends again."